It is the review show on the Anfield Wrapper after Liverpool 4 Shrewsbury Town 1. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through Liverpool's third round win. And Neil, once again it's a side from Jurgen Klopp who is back on the touchline, incidentally. It's a side which we've seen in the League Cup is more balanced in terms of youth and an element of spine to it. I think he's been mindful of this throughout the competitions, that, and maybe it's something he's learned going on as Liverpool manager, I don't know what you think. But he's keen to get a sense of experience, to get a sense of solidity through the middle of the pitch for Liverpool. And there's also the element of players needing games and referencing rhythm by playing, which he talked about post-game too.
Yeah, I think it is interesting across the course of the campaign where he's stuck his resources. And we'll only really be able to do a genuine assessment of that come the end of the season. I think within that as well, there is the vagaries of the wider situation. How many of these, what players has he got? You know, what players has he had? Where are people in different bits of training regimes and different bits of fitness regimes? And I think by the end of the season, as I say, I think it'll all sort of rationalise itself a little bit. You know, I think one of the almost the key pieces of data around this is literally what he does against Cardiff now in the fourth round at Anfield. When you think, you know, ideally, hopefully the wider sort of COVID situation's a little calmer, it's calmer around Liverpool. And then from there, you'll be able to retrospectively see, well, this is what he wanted. Either go, this is what he wanted anyway, or be able to go, okay, well, that's quite interesting that he's changed this or changed that a tiny little bit. But I think you are sort of, in an overall sense, right. I think the other part of this to point out is, you know, ironically enough, he's ended up in a situation where he has got greater stability in those core areas this season. The centre-back situation sorting itself out to the point that Phillips is his fifth choice and he likes him helps enormously. You know, think about the Preston League Cup game where Phillips only gets a half because he wants to give Gomez the full game and he uses Matip for a period of time. I think that this tells us a little bit of story that ultimately Liverpool have had pretty rock-solid attendance there. It's only really Gomez who's had a knock.